Blog Talk Radio.
We need to rise up tonight. If He's worthy, worthy of our praises, worthy of our songs, He's worthy. Yes, you are, Jesus. Here in this house, you're worthy to be praised, and we give you everything. We give you everything. We give you everything. We lay it all down.
This conference is being recorded.
Sound, just to hear you coming through a place and move around me. Move around me.
And
God. Amen. God bless you all. Amen. Welcome to another live recording broadcast. Amen. With Kingdom Exousia Ministries. I'm your host, Apostle L.A. Hill. Amen. Welcome to Thursday night. Amen. It's the School of the Prophets tonight, y'all. Amen. Certainly glad for all of you all that are able to join us on tonight. Amen. We're so glad to have you. Amen. God's getting ready to do an awesome work here tonight. As you all know, we were on the night before. We were scheduled to come on last night, but I did my best, y'all. I pressed my way out. I just wasn't feeling too well in my body. Amen. And I just needed to just kind of lay down and get some rest. So y'all just keep praying for me. Amen. Every day is a press. Amen. And there's just a lot to do. Amen. And I'm telling you, God is faithful. Amen. And he'll help us to see us through. Amen. If you got a desire in your heart, amen, no matter what's going on, God still will be able to see you through. Amen. Amen. So we praise God tonight. Amen. Certainly glad for all those that have been faithful. Amen. And they're dealing just to come out and hang in there with us on a Thursday night. I know some of y'all probably already had your midweek services. Some had them last night. Some had them tonight. Amen. But God is good. And what's so interesting about internet and the chat rooms and online training is that you can access this almost 24/7, y'all. It doesn't require a specific time at all, even though we set up schedules and we put together different announcements and so on and so forth. But you don't really need all of that. That extra advertisement, because you can post it on one place and it just shoots out to three others, and everybody that's connected with you online in a social networking world can get access to whatever information you're doing. So we thank God again. Amen. Blog Talk Radio's been good to us. Amen. Tomorrow night will be the last night we'll be using Blog Talk Radio unless the Lord say something different. I just feel led to shut it off. Not only in the sense of financially for the ministry, amen, but because the Lord gave us a vision, and one of the visions is for us to have our own online radio broadcast, which would air 24/7, and that's literally around the clock. We've had information now for a little over a year, and we've been given different options, and there's been contracts that's been laid on the table for us to do certain radio broadcasts. And, you know, we just kind of, you know, toiled around with it. And even though, you know, we were pretty serious about doing it, I just said, I began to speak to the Lord. I said, Father, if it's meant for us to do it, I'm just going to shut off all this other stuff that we're doing. And if this is not what we're supposed to be doing, I don't want to be doing it. Amen. Amen. And you know, I've been sharing some of my concerns and just with some of the folks that we are more acquainted with than others, and those that frequently stop by and check on me, and you know, and those are the ones that I know that's really praying for me. Amen. Those are the ones we kind of share our hearts with in reference to where we are with the ministry. And I just believe that God wants to pour more out in our ministry, and even for the people that are constantly coming out and connecting with us, and those that are being diligent about their sowing. And I just believe that God is doing something totally different now, and our main concern now is to really begin to build the kingdom of God, to advance the kingdom, and to also to pour into those that are really tapping into the vision. Amen. And those that are partnering with us, and those that are sowing financially, we want to be a blessing right back to you. Amen. So we do have an option to go 24/7 on live internet radio. It'll be connected to our website, and you can listen to broadcasters around the clock, and that's something that we believe in God for. So I'll talk about it more and more as we do come online and we do minister from time to time. Amen. And again, as the Lord put it on your heart to just be a blessing, amen. Come on, y'all, be a blessing. Amen. There's just a lot that's happening here. Praise God. Amen. So that's what we're going to be doing. Tomorrow night will be our last night on Blog Talk, again, unless the Lord say something different. But I tell you this much, you can access over 4 years worth of teaching in that, on that website by itself. So, you know, the spirit of this ministry, the anointing that God's placed on our life is still on that website. Amen. We've had an awesome opportunity to be able to minister there. Amen. And we're here tonight. This is where you're hearing the music from. This is the only internet radio broadcast that you can actually play MP3 music from with somewhat of a decent sound, without it sounding like you're holding the phone up to a radio speaker. Amen. And it's good that we've always had the opportunity to be able to utilize it. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And, you know, and the song that you guys are hearing now that I'm talking off on top of, that's a track by Don Potter. If y'all are not familiar with Don Potter's music, that's an awesome worship, praise and worship leader. I encourage y'all to access his music on iTunes, or maybe go to any place, any Christian bookstore, where you can buy awesome praise and worship music and get some of his music. He's got some awesome music in spiritual warfare and deliverance, and he's got a long song on this particular album, matter of fact, and it's titled "My Our God Is Worthy." Amen. And it just goes on and on, and I mean, it's just an awesome praise song. So again, if you get a chance to take a listen at it, amen, do so. I mean, it's an awesome tool to use, and I believe you'll be blessed by gathering that type of music during your times of praise and worship. Amen. 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 Praise God. So real quickly, tonight, as we begin to go forth tonight, we're going to be talking about the ministry of the seer. Amen. I got a lot of information, a lot of revelation I want to share tonight, so I want to encourage you to take some notes. Amen. Get into the press of the Spirit. Amen. And really begin to jot down the information. I want to encourage you to go back and listen to some of the recordings and just really grab hold of what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, because many of you are already operating in this dimension. A lot of people that I've come into contact with over the years that really have a seer's ministry or a seer's anointing or a mantle on their life, what I've found out is that they really don't understand the capacity of the ministry that they have. And so oftentimes what they do is they miss an opportunity to really flow fluently. Praise God. Amen. Don't know where that noise is coming from. All right. All righty. There's somebody getting their church on in the background. Hallelujah. All right, if y'all can, whoever that is, could you please mute your phone? Amen. You can just mute your phone. Praise God. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Thank you so much. Amen. All right, so let's get back to what I was saying here. Amen. For those that are listening, amen, again, with the ministry of the seer, a lot of people don't understand the capacity of their ministry. A lot of times, because they're not being mentored by the right people who are actually operating in those anointings, and people who have the anointing and the gifts and calls of God on their life already, and they understand it either as well. So we're going to touch on some things tonight, and I pray that you're blessed as we move into this on tonight, and God just begins to do some miraculous things. I want to thank God for all of y'all that's joined us. Amen. It looked like a lot of people joined us on Talk Shoot tonight, and I think that's the number that I sent out mostly on tonight. But we thank God for all of you that joined us in the room. Amen. I see some folks I ain't seen in a long time on the call. Praise God. We thank God for you joining us. Amen. And bless the Lord for you as well. I'm going to play another worship song. We'll come back. Amen. We're just going to be led by the Spirit. And again, y'all take some notes tonight, because this is going to be awesome. Amen. I'm excited about what the Lord is is about to do here too. So let's just get our praise on. Amen. And let's hear what the Lord is going to say tonight. Praise God.
You keep on doing great things for me.
Lord, I ask you that you would forgive us right now, Father, for anything, Father, that we may have said or done, Lord, that was not pleasing in your sight, God. Father, for any thought, Father, that or any confusion, Father, that we have may have stirred up even in our own lives, God. For anything, Father, that that we allowed the enemy to hide from us, Father, whether it be the truth of your word, Father, whether it be the power of your spirit moving in our lives, Father. Lord, we ask you right now that you would forgive forgive us, Lord, for missing the mark, oh Lord, in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray right now, God, that as we begin to stir up the atmosphere for your glory, as we begin to prepare our hearts to receive from heaven, Lord, that you would just begin to impart unto us, Father, a better way, Father, and that you would just begin to release us into a dimension of divine healing and restoration, Father, both in our minds and in our hearts and in our spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, that you would release us into a wisdom, Father, that we have never fathomed before, God, that we may be able to grab hold of the truth of your word, Father, that will cause us to be ignited, Father, in the things of God concerning the realm of the spirit, Lord. Father, I pray that you would just begin to move us and to shift us into our calls, Lord, like never before, Lord, that we may be able to access our assignment, Father, with ease, Lord, without the pressures of this world and without the pressures of this life holding us back, God, but with the grace of God, Father, and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, Father, to carry us through in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I pray right now as your blood covers us, God, as the angels of the Lord are being dispatched from heaven, Father, and they're being released into our homes, Father, over the airways, Father, throughout every state of this nation, Father, and even overseas. God, I pray that you would just begin to minister to our hearts, God. Let us hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church, Father. Let us now have access to the seer dimension, Father, that we may be able to see what you've been trying to show us, Father, that we may be able to hear what you've been trying to tell us, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I come against every work of the enemy, Father, every demonic oppression that the enemy would try to levy against us, Father, every spirit, Father, every unclean spirit, Father, we cancel it and we come against it now in the name of Jesus. And Father, not only for myself, Father, but for those that are listening under the sound of my voice, God, I decree and I declare divine healing in their bodies, Father. Restore, Father. Restore every fiber of their being, Father. I command every white and every blood cell, Father, to begin to line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. I speak to every cell, Father. I speak to every muscle fiber, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I speak life right now to every organ in their bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now for the word of the Lord, Father, that shall come forth on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. And I thank you that you would move by your spirit already. I thank you for the word of knowledge, Father, that shall come forth. I thank you for the prophetic utterance, Father, that shall be stirred even now in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for the supernatural visitation, Father, for even those, God, that are listening, that are learning tonight, Father, that you would even visit them in their dreams and visions, God, and that they would even have the anointing, Father, to write down and to note what you have revealed to them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to ask, there's at least five people, even throughout the teaching tonight, I just want to ask you to just begin to intercede. Excuse me, I want you to just begin to intercede. Just begin to intercede for me tonight. Amen. I mean, you may not, you don't have to do it out loud, and you don't have to do it through the entirety of the teaching so that you can, you know, hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking, but I just want you to begin to intercede. That God's getting ready to do something, and God's going to use you all, those five that I'm calling upon tonight, as you begin to intercede, amen, to deal with some things in the realm of the Spirit, because I'm going to release some revelation tonight, and I'm going to tell you the enemy has fought me on this information, so I want you to just begin to pray, amen, as the Lord begins to minister on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And for those that are joining us on the live conference call number, if you can just mute yourself so that there's no excessive background noises, just mute yourself. Amen. Praise God. Those that called in on the 512 number, mute yourself tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. There is someone that is listening. Amen. And I almost don't want to say this, but what I'm going to say with the initials S H and A, and now I would first think of Shamikia, but I don't believe that's Shamikia, but there's the initials S H and A that I'm hearing, amen, in my spirit. I don't know who that is. Amen. And you can put a note up in the chat room, and while I'm scrolling through it, if you just put that information up, if that's you, amen, just let me know. Praise God. Amen. But I heard the Lord say the initials S, H, and A. Amen. And that may be, if it's not you, if it's somebody that you know, amen, just jot that down for me. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. 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 Let's go to the word of the Lord. I want to go to 1 Samuel chapter 9 tonight. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 9. Praise God. I want to start over there. 1 Samuel chapter 9. Amen. As you all remember, when we first started the School of the Prophets earlier this summer, one of the things that you probably going to recall that I said is that not all seers are prophets, but not all, well, let me say that again. Let me back up. Let me say that one more time. I always kind of mix that up a little bit, but just capture what I'm saying here. All seers are prophets. I'm gonna reiterate that again. All seers are prophets, if you're taking notes. All seers are prophets, but not all prophets are seers. I'll say that again. All seers are prophets, but not all prophets are seers. So some of you may have heard that before. Some of you who haven't, make sure you write that down. You know, one of the things that we also said in the School of the Prophets is that all apostles are prophets, but not all prophets are apostles. I'll say that again. All apostles are prophets, but not all prophets are apostles. One of the things that has really, really got out of control in the last several years is that when you see a lot of prophets step on the scene, you know, one day they're a prophet, the next day they're an apostle. You know, it takes time to build to that unless the Lord has literally called you. I mean, we know that there are apostles in the scriptures that we read about who were never referred to as prophets, but they became apostles almost literally right away. Amen. We know that the apostle Paul, amen, was never referred to as a prophet, but he operated and he ministered and he facilitated as a prophet. Amen. He also facilitated as an evangelist, a pastor, and a teacher, as well as an apostle. Generally, you'll find that, and you know, when we begin to learn about fivefold ministry, you know that they compare fivefold ministry with the hand, and you would consider the apostle as being the thumb, and the thumb being able to touch all of the other giftings. Well, that is true, and the apostles have that ability. And so, but tonight, as we begin to learn about that dimensional anointing of the prophet's ministry, we'll understand that all seers are prophets, but not all prophets are seers. That seers' anointing has such a unique dimension. It has such a broad understanding. But tonight I want to just kind of draw and captivate just a bit of the information that the Lord dropped into my spirit. Something that may be familiar to you that will definitely confirm what's already in your spirit, whatever the Lord has already revealed to you and taught you. But I want to be able to access some revelation, whereas you can have a more a broader understanding of the Word of God as it compares to the anointing and the gifting of God that's upon your life. Praise God. Amen. So, again, if you're already there, praise God for you. Amen. But let's go to, 1 Samuel chapter 9. Amen. And we're gonna spend some time here in the scripture. Praise God. Amen. The Bible says in Numbers chapter 12 and 6, it says, "And he said, hear now my words, if there be a prophet among you, I the Lord will make myself known unto him in a vision and speak unto him in a dream." I know many of you remember we did the class on dreams and visions, and we even talked about some of the information concerning the interpretation of certain definitions that surrounded that particular aspect of that teaching and so on and so forth. And we even talked about how there are those, especially seers, that really, really operate very strongly in dreams and visions. There are even apostles that operate in that dimension. But again, remember that all apostles are prophets. Amen. We know that the apostle John, which was very close to the Lord, he was known for having laid his head on the Lord's chest. Amen. And even having a love for Christ like no other. Amen. And he even also had the revelation on love in the Scripture. Amen. We know that he also had a seer's anointing. He was able to access one of the most powerful revelations in the Word of God. Amen. As we read in the book of Revelations. Amen. So let's go here. I want to begin reading. I guess I want to begin reading here at the beginning because I want you to begin to be able to capture just the essence of the story and even the anointing of the revelation that's going to come forth out of this. Because a lot of times, I'm going to tell y'all something, and I don't like to harp on certain things, especially when it concerns giving. But when you begin to tap into an individual's anointing, your giving, your sowing has a lot to do with it. You know, one of the things I started to learn a long time ago is that when you begin to invite in anointed leaders into your house to come and minister, it's necessary for you to bring these giftings in when they begin to release that they are anointed in your house, and you sow into it, because that anointing that's on their life will immediately be deposited within that ministry. You're tapping into the very heart and the vein of that gift and that anointing that God placed on them as a vessel by sowing into them. And that's why a lot of times when you hear me read that scripture over in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 9, it has a lot to do with those who minister seed to the sower. Okay, all right. I said that for a reason, because I'm getting ready to go into this lesson, and I want y'all to be able to understand the revelation that's going to come out of this tonight. And watch this. Let's begin reading in 1 Samuel chapter 9. It says, "Now there was a man of Benjamin whose name was Kish, the son of Abiel, the son of Zorah, the son of Bechorath, the son of Apaiah, and a Benjamite, a mighty man of power," or in other words, he was rich. He was a man of substance. And verse 2 says, and he had a son whose name was Saul, a choice young man and a goodly which, in other words, a superior person, as the King James Version interprets it. And there was not among the children of Israel a goodlier person than he. From his shoulders and upward, he was higher than any of the people. And the ashes of Kish, Saul's father, was lost. And Kish said to Saul, his son, "Take now one of the servants with thee, and arise, go seek the ashes." Amen. Let's continue to read. "And he passed through Mount Ephraim and passed through the land of Shalisha, but they found him not. Then they passed through the land of Shalem, and there they were not. And he passed through the land of the Benjamites, but they found them not. And when they were come to the land of Zuph, Saul said to his servant that was with him, 'Come, let us return, lest my father leave caring for the asses and take thought for us.'" All right, I want to continue to read. I want y'all to capture this story, so please stay with me tonight. Amen. For those of y'all, especially that's not used to reading this much of your Bible, amen, stay with me tonight. Praise God. All right. "And he said unto him, 'Behold, now there is in this city," watch this, "now there is in this city," just because he began to say that, automatically they knew that there was a geographical portal, a place where there was access given, where they can go to get some information. a couple of months ago, we did a teaching on how to minister under an open heaven, and we talked about portals and access and even geographical locations where there's access given. Watch this. Just pay close attention here in this story. He's in verse 6 again. He says, "And he said unto them, Behold, now there is in this city a man of God, and he is an honorable man. All that he saith comes surely to pass. Now let us go thither, preadventure. He can show us our way that we should go." I'm going to tell y'all something. There's something about knowing that in a specific location, a specific locality, a governing city, a institutional place, there's something to know that when God has positioned a man of God, an honorable God, somebody who carries the gifts of God, somebody who has access to the heavens, and God sends you there, there's something to know that when you go there, you can get all of this information and you can be shown something in the spirit. See, he wasn't just knowing that they was going, that the man of God can show them or tell them something, but he can also show them something. A lot of times God will send someone and he'll raise someone up and he'll put them in a specific place, and you have got to find a way in order for you to get what you're trying to get from heaven, to get to that man or woman of God, in order for you to access what he's trying to show you. Y'all stay with me here. Watch this. Let's continue to read. Glory to God. Verse 7 says, "Then said Saul to his servant, But behold, if we go, what shall we bring the man?" Let me go back and say that again, because some of y'all, the Lord just reading that part of the scripture right there just blessed somebody right there. "Then said Saul to his servant, But behold, if we go, what shall we bring the man? For the bread is spent, it's all used up in our vessels, and there is not a present to bring to the man of God. What have we? You got to understand something here in this scripture. It was something about going into the and standing in the presence of someone that was honorable, or someone who had authority bestowed upon them. You know, even when we lay hands and we release people and we ordain people for ministry, you're not only laying hands and prophesying over them, but you're bestowing honor upon them. Samuel carried a level of godly honor upon his life that gave him the ability to be able to access a level of heaven, a dimension in heaven that no other man had access to. Amen. And they wanted to tap into this access. They wanted to get permission to see what the man of God was seeing. And they knew that if they took a seed, or if they took a gift and they offered it to the man of God, that they would have the honor of being able to see it. Here, watch this. Let me continue to read in verse 8 here. It says, "And the servant answered Saul again and said, Behold, I have here at hand the fourth part of a shekel of silver. That will I give to the men of God to tell us our way." You know, I know a lot of y'all over the years and had a lot of problems with pastors who raise money, especially for prophets that raise money. I know some of y'all then had some issues in your life, and you probably even been ministry hurt by it. There are a lot of you all that probably felt like you at some point in your life you've been hoodwinked, you've been bamboozled, you've been twisted and turned in all kind of circles, tricked and lied on, and got the man of God to get you to sow a $43 seed offering, and when you sold your $43 seed offering, you were supposed to get a blessing in the mail on Monday morning. Now, I know some of y'all been through that. You know, there's no doubt in my heart and in my spirit, even as I minister to you all tonight, that many of you have not been in this predicament. I'm here to tell you that there are true men and women of God that are in this earth that God has ordained, amen, that when you begin to sow into their life, you begin to reap a harvest. You begin to get access to a very peculiar anointing. There are certain things that begin to stir in your life. There are certain transactions. There are certain favors. There are certain resources that you now have the grace to tap into as a result of you connecting with that man or woman of God that you sowed into. See, sometimes you can't get so caught up with worrying about what they going to do with the money. When you start worrying about that, then you don't really have the ability to direct your seed or to direct the anointing that's placed on the offering that you sow. One of the things that this man of God did, these two men, Saul and his servant, they took what they had, they directed their seed. The seed offering that they began to sow into Samuel's life was directed into the fact that they were going to have access to see something supernaturally in the spirit realm. That's how important it wasn't. They wasn't trying to get to gain fame and fortune and receive a prophetic anointing on their life. That wasn't Saul's intentions right here. He wasn't trying to get a healing. He wasn't trying to get his bills paid off on Monday morning or sow a seed so his lights don't get cut off tomorrow. He wasn't interested in these things. And this is some of the stuff that many of y'all have been hoodwinked in and bamboozled over the years from listening to these old slew-footed prophets telling you to sow this old weird amount of money so that you don't miss what God has for you. But I'm telling you that these men of God, the Bible don't even say that God placed it on their heart to give. They knew that within their heart it was the right thing to do to honor the man of God, to sow a seed into his life so that they can gain access to the realm of the spirit so they can see what the man of God saw. Come on, somebody. I hope y'all with me tonight. Praise God. They understood this. Abraham did the same thing. Abraham, when he went to war and he gathered all of those spoils together, the first thing that he did, the Bible says that he went and sold a tenth of it at the king of Salem, which was Melchizedek. This is why even in the book of Hebrews, the Bible tells us that we ought to follow the order after Melchizedek. You're tapping into the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Come on, somebody. And this is one of the reasons why the church is literally right now in this season having a blurred vision when it comes to the prophetic, because we stopped tapping into the prophetic. We want the prophetic. We want to flow in the prophetic. We want to be able to see in the prophetic. We want to have all the dreams and visions, but we're not willing to tap into it the way that God wants us to. We're not willing to gain the access that is needed in order for us to gain sight into the realm of the spirit so that we can see the revealed plan and the revealed strategy of God. I'm telling you, these two men, Saul and his servant, knew that. Notice that his daddy didn't even tell him to go and do that. It wasn't nothing. It was just a custom to sow into the life of the man of God. It was something that they were supposed to do. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me tonight. Glory to God. Praise God. Amen. Watch this. Let's continue to read in verse 9. Verse 9 is our foundational scripture for tonight. Amen. It says, "And before time in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, thus he spake, come and let us go to the seer. For he that is now called a prophet was before time called a seer." Amen. Let's continue to read verse 10. "Then said Saul to his servant, well said, come let us go, so that they, when they went into the city where the man of God was, and as they went up the hill to the city, they found young maidens going out to draw water, and said unto them, is the seer here?" You know, I find this one interesting, because every time God begins to reveal a man of God to other men, he always uses a woman. Watch this. Do y'all remember the teaching that we did a few months back? We talked about also when we were talking about accessing the glory, amen, and how the angels of the Lord, amen, are positioned over certain geographical territories and cities, amen. If you look at, again, the story of the Apostle Paul, when the men appeared to him in a vision and told him to come to the Macedonia, amen, and of course we know that when Paul arrived to Macedonia, it wasn't a man that he came in contact with, but it was a group of women that he came in contact with. So God will always, I tell you, I see this quite often, God will always use the women to begin to channel in his presence and his glory to do a revealed work in the earth. I'm telling you, there are many of you on the line tonight, many of you that are women, amen, that have been called of God and called to ministry, and you've been told that because you're a woman, you're inadequate in doing ministry, and you won't do ministry, and you won't prophesy, and God won't make your name great. I'm telling you, the devil is a lie tonight. God will raise you up, and he will use you. He will use you in a place where he can't use a man, and when he can't find a man, he's going to use a woman. Come on, somebody. If God wants to see fit to use a woman of God to prophesy, if he sees fit to see a woman of God raise up a church, amen, to impart into other leaders, amen, to equip other leaders, if God sees fit to do it, he will do it. And he don't need your permission with your religious self. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Amen. So I'm telling you, the anointing and the power of God is on this message tonight, and I hope that y'all are really capturing what the Spirit of the Lord is saying here. Let's continue here. Watch this. Verse 11. It says, and they went up the hill. Verse 12. And they answered them and said, he is, behold, he is before you. Make haste now, for he come today to the city, for there is a sacrifice of the people today in the high place. Amen. Now watch this. Seers, again, have the distinct ability to hear from God prior or in advance of any current event. Y'all need to note that down if you're taking notes tonight. In the ministry of the seer, anyone who operates in the seer's anointing, in the capacity of a seer, a leader, a seer prophet, the seers have the distinct ability to hear from God prior or in advance of any current event. I'm going to reiterate that again, of any current event. You may not hear or see in advance all events, but you'll definitely access some, if any. You're going to access some. I can tell you, last month I remember even the kids were coming home and they were doing projects on 9/11, amen, and we started watching some of the news clips on the History Channel and all of some of the old memories from about 10 years ago. I'm telling you, there were so many people who had visions and dreams, and we're talking people who are seers and prophets, amen, who had visions and dreams that the towers had caught fire, or the towers were destroyed, or they saw things crashing into the Twin Towers prior to that event. There have been so many different things that have transpired over the years where God used a prophet or a prophetess or a seer to see it or to declare it or begin to forewarn it before it happened. The Bible says God will do nothing except he reveal it first to his servants, the prophets, in the book of Amos chapter 3 and 7. Amen. So oftentimes before any current event, especially for a seer, they have the distinct ability to hear God or be revealed through the dreams and visions prior to that event occurring. Amen. Amen. So let's watch this. Watch this. I want to show you something. In verse 12, again, it says, and they answered them and said, he is, behold, he is before you. Make haste now, for he come today to the city, for there is a sacrifice of the people today in the high place. I like how they began to say, today, 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 today. They kept reiterating to Saul, today, today. Yeah, let's keep reading. Watch this, number 13. As soon as ye become into the city, you shall straightway find him or have access to him. Watch this. Before he go up to the high place to eat, for the people will not eat until he come, because he doth bless the sacrifice, and afterwards they eat that be bidden. Now, therefore, get you up, for about this time ye shall find him. Amen. Thank God for the women of God, amen, that were very, very direct, amen, in this passage of Scripture, and they were very knowledgeable in understanding the moves and the access of the of this particular prophet Samuel that they spoke of. Now, I want to show you something. I do want to share this. You all know that, you know, especially in the school of the prophet, I often refer to the prophet's dictionary, and I definitely want to refer to some of it tonight, and I want to kind of share what Paula Price reveals here in reference to the definition of the seer. Amen. And so let me just share some of this tonight as I begin to read, because there's another verse that I want to go to as you, but I want you to keep your finger at 1 Samuel chapter 9. Don't lose sight of that. She shares here, she says, a seer is one who sees into the spirit realm and prophesies what is seen. Samuel, the first judge of ancient Israel, was called a seer early in his ministry. Later, the standard term for a prophet, which is Nabi, was used to separate its official functions from those of the classic seer, Hosea or Chose, or prophet's characteristics. Now, the Nabi prophet, we know about the Nabi prophet. The Nabi prophet basically means to bubble up. Amen. It's usually a prophet who, as they begin to prophesy, amen, there's like a gush of wind or an anointing that flows out of the belly. The Bible says out of our bellies would flow rivers of living water. A lot of times, you could tell a Nabi prophet because they have that bubbling up experience. They begin to, that prophetic word begins to bubble up on the inside of them. Amen. So we often find that happening in the realm of the spirit. Amen. As those Nabi prophets begin to prophesy. A lot of times, you know, when I'm prophesying, I may be prophesying what I'm seeing. And that Nabi anointing will kick in, and I'm able to bubble up what's on the inside as the Lord is speaking. Praise God. So that's one of the prophet's characteristics. A seer's gesture can mimic other spiritual activities that somewhat mirror the official prophet. Well, watch this. Seer manifestations may also be observed in strong intercessors. A lot of times, when people begin to intercede, they begin to manifest what they're seeing. I believe, I'm telling you, I really believe, and it doesn't, even though the scripture does not say this, amen, I believe that these particular women that Saul came in contact, him and his servant, they were also intercessors. You know, even though it doesn't say they were young maidens, amen, when they found that they were drawing water. Over in the book of Acts, when we refer to the teaching that we did on the glory, amen, there were a group of women that were by the water. They were praying. The Bible says that they were praying. A lot of times in this particular culture, in this particular time, when women would go by the water, they would spend time praying. Amen. So we see in this sense, there was even though it doesn't say that, they may have been interceding, praying, and they also, as because we know as intercessors, they were given access to see what their prophet, what their judge, what their man of God was actually getting ready to do. And that's why I believe they kept saying, today, make no haste right now, go now, do it now, get in there. It was something that they knew, and they were interceding on their behalf. Now, again, I said it doesn't say that in the word, amen, but as you begin to study the scriptures, you can kind of put some things together. That's why the Bible tells us to rightly divide the word of God. Amen. And watch this. Look at this. The seer manifestations may also be observed in strong intercessors, Christians who pray in the Spirit diligently, smoothly escalate with the accent of their prayers. Amen. I like the scripture that Paul says, I thank God that I speak in tongues more than you all. Amen. A lot of times when we're praying in the Spirit, it gives us the ability to access, amen, through intercession. It gives us access to see certain things in the Spirit. And that's one of the things while I was singing tonight, I really needed five of you all. I believe those five, amen, that are praying tonight, God's going to be is going to release in your spirit tonight to be able to see what I'm ministering. And that impartation from this word tonight is really going to escalate you. You're going to reach a certain accent in your prayers as you're interceding tonight. Praise God. Amen. And so after a while, constant practice produces the discipline to cause the appearance of citizens, objects, or events of the supernatural in our realm. So a seer manifestation, let's talk about that for a second. Often such seer manifestations exhibited by fervent intercessors have the effect of showing themselves as prophetic. This classic mistake has led many to believe peculiarly, I'm not even saying that word right, y'all pray for me, but sensitive prayer warriors to be prophets when they are not. And so intercession, because you're a good intercessor, doesn't necessarily mean that you're a good prophet. Let's just make sure we clear that up, y'all. A lot of y'all have begun to develop in prayer and prophetic ministries, and you have intercessory and prayer ministries. A lot of, especially up and coming emerging leaders, you know, especially within the last few years, they kind of start out and they got early morning intercessory prayer calls, online prayer calls. These are awesome prayer calls. Believe me, I thank God for those that are praying for me, amen, and those that are really lifting me up before the Lord because it is so needed, amen. But a lot of times because they develop these powerful prophetic giftings through intercession, people begin to prophesy, elevate them quickly into the status of prophet, and that's not necessarily a fact. And so we don't want to confuse that with the prophet's anointing. However, you still may develop an anointing to be able to see in the spirit prophetically because of intercession. Amen. And that's why that anointing and that gifting can often be confused as a prophet. Amen. So that's one of the manifestations. That's just something. I want y'all to capture that. Amen. So you can understand something. That's just one of them. Amen. Amen. So again, that classic mistake can mislead somebody. And that's not to say you misguided and you false, but you could be easily misled to think that you're this full-fledged prophet because you're a good intercessor, and that's not always true. Amen. So one can know the difference between the two by the absence or minimum appearance of other prophetic distinctives that operate in the official office of the prophet. Amen. So I encourage y'all, especially those that are very strong intercessors, amen, not to get confused with that, amen, so that you don't get twisted up, amen, in the future when you're accessing your giftings. Praise God. Amen. So let's go back to the word. I want to continue to read because there's another place in here that I want to begin to show you as we continue to move in the word of God tonight. Praise God. Amen. Verse 15, let's go there. Amen. Verse 15 says, now the Lord had told Samuel in his ear a day before Saul came, saying. Remember I told you, amen, that prophets, or I'm sorry, seers, have the distinct ability to hear from God prior or in advance of any current event. The Lord had already spoken to Samuel prior to him coming. Right here in verse 15, it said, now the Lord had told Samuel in his ear, come on, not in his head, it wasn't a newspaper bulletin, he didn't hear it on CNN News, No, and there wasn't nobody, no little birdie flew from out of the sky with a scroll in his foot and gave it to Samuel. It says the Lord told him in his ear a day before Saul came, saying, verse 16, tomorrow about this time I will send thee a man out of the land of Benjamin, and thou shalt anoint him to be captain over my people Israel, that he may save my people out of the land of the Philistines, for I have looked upon my people because their cry is come unto me. Amen. Amen. So Samuel, before anybody can get access to him, he had to have access to God. How did he get access to God? God had begun to access him by speaking into his ear, amen, and hooking him up with heaven and letting him know exactly what was getting ready to transpire. Amen. Glory to God. Well, watch this. Verse 17 says, and when Samuel saw Saul, the Lord said unto him, behold, the man whom I spake to thee of, this same shall reign over my people. Praise God. Then Saul drew near to Samuel in the gate and said, tell me, I pray thee, where the seer's house is. Hallelujah. And Samuel answered Saul and said, I am the seer. Go up before me unto the high place, for ye shall eat with me today, and tomorrow I will let thee go and will tell thee all that is in thy heart. Now, I want to show you something. If you know that you are a seer, and you know God is speaking to you about a particular individual, there's an assignment that God is revealing to you, there is a specific thing that God is causing you to be able to see or to have access to, you cannot begin to reveal the entire full portion of it until you go into the high place. Amen. Amen. You say, what do you mean, Apostle Hill? What are you talking about? Let's talk about the high place. There's something about the high place that we need to understand. Glory to God. Let's go over, if you can, to Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 19. Flip over there. Habakkuk, the book of Habakkuk. Some of y'all call him Habakkuk or whatever you call it. I know that name, that one of the chapters in the Bible that get jacked up all the time when people say it. But Habakkuk, amen, chapter 3. In verse 19, amen, and it reads, woe unto him that saith to the wood, awake to the dumb stone, arise, it shall teach. Behold, it is laid over with gold and silver, and there is no breath in it. Am I reading the right one? No, I'm sorry, I'm in 219, y'all, pray for me. Hey, I'm in the wrong one, glory to God. Amen. Go to chapter 3, verse 19. For those that are logging in, on the 512 number, please mute yourself. Please, praise God. Please mute yourself. Amen. If you logged in, if you called in on the 512 number, please mute yourself. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to stop teaching until you mute yourself. All right. Praise God. Amen. So verse 19. Amen. In chapter 3, verse 19, it says, the Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places to the chief singer on my stringed instruments. Amen. Now, let's look at this because there's something particular about the high place. Amen. The high place, amen, is a term that's used to designate the sphere of authority, the power, and the ministry where a servant of God is placed for duty. See, a lot of times when God begins to speak a thing to you, when God begins to reveal something to you, especially if it's about an individual and it's concerning or regarding a place of elevation, a place of dimensional increase, a place where God is extending his grace, a place where God is leveling you into a greater realm of authority, a higher call in him. A lot of times before you begin to reveal that word to that person that God is elevating, in order for that person to be elevated in the prophetic word that you're releasing in their life, you have got to go to the high place first so that you can access the level of the anointing that God is trying to place that person in. You can literally cheat somebody out of their prophetic word because you don't get in the place where God wants you to be before releasing the prophetic word into their life. Glory to God. Somebody just learned something right there. You have got to get into the high place first, and you have got to get to that place where God wants to reveal his glory into that individual's life before you release that word. You just can't be anywhere when you prophesy. Don't get me wrong. I know some of y'all didn't prophesy in the grocery store before and you saw God do some mighty things. I know y'all didn't prophesy in the ladies' bathroom and in the men's bathroom and somebody got delivered and set free. I mean, I never forget, amen, when I first started out in ministry and I started prophesying, I was managing a grocery store, amen, and you know, and I had, you know, a group of Christians that worked on my shifts, amen. So a lot of times we were always ministering to some of the folks that came. They had such a great zeal, amen, and the folks that came in was being tremendously blessed. I never forget the time there was a young lady that was working there, and she came in the room, and I began to prophesy to her, amen, and spoke life into her, and God told me to tell her that he was delivering her from a spirit of addiction. And all of a sudden, I didn't even lay hands on her. I just put my hands out and waved, and she like literally took off the ground backwards and fell into a stack of boxes off to the floor. And there was another man of God that was working there with me at the time. We literally witnessed a 7 feet tall demon get up and walk out of her, and he was grinning. It was a cigarette demon. It literally had a cigarette in his mouth, and it was smiling at us. It was standing 7 feet tall. I kid you not. Amen. And that's the kind of zeal that we had. And so I don't knock you if you are praying for people and you're ministering the word of the Lord. Amen. Wherever you are. Amen. But there are certain times in your ministry and in your life as a prophetic vessel, as a leader, as a man and woman of God, that you're not going to be able to release everything into people's lives just because God revealed something to you the day before about a person. Come on, somebody. There are certain prophetic words that God's going to give some of you, and you just can't go and release that prophetic word prematurely. It may be in an appointed season that God wants you to release it in, and you need to access your high places first. You need to access that place, that spirit of authority and power for your ministry as God begins to place you there so that you can execute the duty that he's given you. Come on, somebody. I know I'm putting something on y'all spirits tonight. That I'm in the word, y'all. I'm in the word here, and I want y'all to be very clear to understand that you just can't go around cheating people out of the anointing and that next dimensional level in the kingdom that God is trying to launch them into. Come on, somebody. It was important for Samuel to use wisdom when he met with Saul, because had he been prematurely not done what he was supposed to do and released that word into Saul's life, it's a good chance Saul probably would have went AWOL. He would have stopped looking for those animals. He would have tucked tail and ran back home. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. Here, let's go back to 1 Samuel. Amen. Amen. 1 Samuel. Praise God. It's something about accessing the high places. Amen. The prophet Habakkuk actually was definitely one who accessed the high place. Amen. The Bible says that he also began to cry out, amen, to the psalm of the chief musician, amen, as he began to access the high place. See, they wasn't just going up there to eat. They was going up there for a celebration. Here, watch this. And let's go back to verse 20. I'm sorry, verse 19. Let's read that again, and I want to continue reading here. It says, "And Samuel answered Saul and said, I am the seer. Go up before me unto the high place, for ye shall eat with me today, and tomorrow I will let thee go, and I will tell thee all that is in thy heart. And as for thine asses that were lost 3 days ago, set not thy mind on them, for they are found. And on whom is all the desire of Israel? Is it not on thee and on all thy father's house?" So he already knew about the missing animals. You know, just him coming into contact with Samuel, that was access enough. He was able to see what Samuel had already saw. Amen. Amen. Look. Let's continue to read here. And verse 21, "And Saul answered and said, Am not I a Benjamite, of the smallest of the tribes of Israel, and my family the least of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin? Wherefore then speakest thou so to me? And Samuel took Saul and his servant and brought them into the parlor and made them sit in the chiefest place among them that were bidden, which were about 30 parsons, which is the guest chambers, y'all, in so many words. And Samuel said unto the cook, Bring the portion which I gave thee, of which I said unto thee, and set it by thee. And he took, and the cook took up the shoulder." Here it is, he's serving him a special meal. I'm telling you, watch this. When you get ready to hook up with somebody, you know you're getting ready to give a special word of the Lord to, don't just be sloppy with it, y'all. There's something about accessing the seer's anointing. You don't just access it just any old kind of way. You do it with class. You do it with style. You don't want to just put something on somebody and you're not properly honoring them. And that's one of the key things about this seer's anointing, because you're having the ability to be able to see something that's been given to another man of God or another woman of God by the Spirit. And honoring them is probably the most important thing to do. When they came to Samuel, they not only knew that they needed to honor him, but Samuel had enough anointing and enough wisdom in his life to return the honor back. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, if you come to Temple, Texas right now and you come in here and you come in to honor my wife and that, I'm telling you, we're going to honor you back. We're going to spoil you. Come on, somebody. You're going to know when you left here that you've been in the presence of the man and woman of God. That's right. Amen. And so there has to be a level of wisdom as a seer and as any ministry gift that you have to be able to release a grace of excellency when you're ministering something that the God of this world, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, has revealed in your life. You don't just do things sloppy. You got to be decent and in order. Praise God. Amen. Well, watch this. Let's finish this here. Verse 24, and the cook took up the shoulder and that which was upon it and set it before Saul. And Samuel said, Behold, that which is left, set it before thee and eat. For unto this time hath it been kept for thee, for thee. He said, I set this aside for you, not for nobody else. Amen. Since I said, I have invited the people. So Saul did eat with Samuel that day. And when they were come down from the high place into the city, Samuel communed with Saul upon the top of the house. All right, now watch this. Top of the house is very key. Let's go back to the book of Acts. I want to piggyback again off of where we were talking about when we were ministering under an open heaven. If you notice, if you go back to the book of Acts, chapter 10, the apostle Peter began to gain access to visions and dreams as he sat up on the housetop. There's something about the housetop, amen, and when God begins to reveal himself to us, especially when he's getting ready to release a very specific and a very strategic assignment. Here again is one of those geographical portals, those very special designated places that God will cause men and women of God that carry a seer's anointing to get into. Perhaps you, as a ministry leader, your access to dreams and visions may not be up on the rooftop or the housetop, but it might be in the backyard of your house. It might be in your garage. It might be in your car while you traveling down I-35 and along West I-90. Come on, somebody. It might be when you going down I-65 in Indiana and you in your in this one particular car that you drive every now and then when you have access to dreams and visions. It's just this special designated place that God will ordain in order for you to get access to what he's trying to reveal to you. This was a special place, amen, where access was given for them. Verse 26 says, and they arose early, and it came to pass about the spring of the day that Samuel called Saul to the top of the house. He went back up there. Amen. If you're on the 512 line, I want you to please mute your phone. Amen. And I'm going to stop teaching until you mute. Amen. Because there is background noise. Amen. Please mute your phone if you're on the 512 call. Praise God. Amen. Bless you. Bless you. We love you. Amen. We love you. Praise God. Amen. So, again, in verse 26, and they rose early. It rose early, and it came to pass about the spring of the day that Samuel called Saul to the top of the house, saying, up, that I may send thee away. And Saul arose, and they went out, both of them, he and Samuel abroad. Amen. Praise God. So, verse 27, amen, and I've always said this, you know, men who put the Bible together actually put all these numbers in there, but 27 definitely rolls right into the next chapter. Amen. But let's look at this. It says, and as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, bid the servant pass on before us. And he passed on, but stand thou still a while that I may show thee the word of God. Amen. I thank God for that right here. Amen. Because now that Samuel, amen, has communed with Saul, he's gotten to know him. He's been around him for a minute. Now he's going to begin to release, amen, that anointing, amen, on his life. He's going to begin to reveal to him all that God has said, amen, and he's going to have access. What's awesome about this scripture, and I've shared this with you all before, amen, but if this is your first time listening to the School of the Prophets, understand this revelation. A lot of times when you get into the presence of a seer, the seers have the ability, when using the wisdom that we've been teaching here tonight, the seers have the ability to cause you to see what they see. I'll just share a quick testimony. I was in a service a couple of years ago, and there was a woman of God that had been visiting. She had been ministering. I don't think she had been flowing in the prophetic a long time, but she was very versed in what the Lord was doing and how he was using her. And I began to speak to her after the services, and we just began to talk. And when she found out who I was, she began to share some things. And one of the things she began to share was a vision that the Lord had given her. And as she began to tell the vision, immediately I saw right before us, I saw a portal open up. I literally saw a portal. Usually when I see portals open up, they're not always the same color. But in this particular time when I saw this one, as she was talking, the Lord was allowing me to see what he has shown her. I can literally see it with my natural eyes, even though I was seeing it in the spirit. I saw and I had access to it literally right in front of me. And as the portal began to open up, it was a big black hole. And as she began to talk, it's like the Lord began to take me in it. Even though my body was outside of it, I saw myself go in it, and I could see everything in it that she was telling me that she saw, literally. The same thing was happening here in the scripture, amen, as we're reading here with Samuel. Samuel begins to reveal to Saul what he saw. He says here, he says, that I may show thee the word of God. I want to show you what I see. I want to show you what God just said. I want to show you what he's been revealing to me. Praise God. Amen. And verse 10 says, then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, is it not because the Lord hath anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? When, and so on and so forth. So I'm going to start reading that chapter right there. Amen. Y'all know the story. We talked about this in our one of our first classes of the School of the Prophet. But in order for you to get to really be an effective ministry seer, a seer prophet, you have got to tap into the ability to be able to see and to have others access what you're seeing. This is the makeup and this is the anointing that God is placing on the lives of many of you that are operating in this gifting right now. Some of you are still struggling with your dreams, and some of y'all are still struggling with your visions. But I'm telling you, the reason why you're struggling is because you're too lazy to write it down. You got to record it. You have to make note of it. You have to put it on paper so that others can understand. Even if others don't understand and years go by, because you wrote it down and as the Lord has been training you over them years, you can go back to it and you can see what the Lord was trying to show you. You got to record it. Amen. Amen. So I feel led. I think I did have some more. And matter of fact, I may pick back up on this tomorrow night if the Lord say the same. I feel led to stop right there. And I got so much more I want to share, but I didn't realize what time it was. Amen. But I want to encourage you all, those that are seers, amen. I want to encourage you to really begin to utilize the gifting of God that is upon your life, amen. Start spreading your wings and allow the Lord to use you. Allow Him to deal with those things that He's revealing to you in your spirit. Amen. And as you're moving forward and that anointing, amen, be wise to write it down and don't be so quick to reveal it. Everybody cannot and should not have access to what God is showing you. What God reveals to you as a seer, you have to hold dearly to your life as if it's precious as it can be. It's your baby. That's your little baby that you have to hold fast to, and not everybody can handle it. Everybody cannot handle what you're seeing. It's all for an appointed time and an appointed season. Go to your high places. Get like those hinds feet. As the scripture says, make yourself like hinds feet. The word hinds in the Hebrew is another word for doe or deer. Amen. If you know how a deer moves, you know that little bounce step that they got, that little trot that they do, that's how you got to be getting to your high place. You need to get to it quickly. Ain't nothing like watching a deer take off running. Y'all ever see a deer? That's why I said make like hinds feet. Get your feet like your whole being need to be like those hinds feet, like that deer. Get up and move. Move it quickly. It's not so much a run or a sprint, but it's almost like a dash. You hurry up and get there. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So, hey, I wanted to hit on the summits a little bit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna hit on it a little bit some tonight on the summits as it pertains to the seer. You know, they there are other seers that are mentioned in the scriptures other than Samuel. David had a seer. His name was Gad, amen, which means good fortune. And what's interesting about a couple of seers that are made mentioned in scripture, matter of fact, I want to take you to them. I've always said this, and a lot of people, I'm careful on how I minister this because you get a lot of religious flukes out there that are not really well-versed in the Word of God. And when you say certain things, they use their religion and their doctrine to bash you rather than to get a revelation. But if you look in this particular scripture, I'm going to show you something here. Over in let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 9. Praise God. 2 Chronicles chapter 9 and verse 29. You know, seers are very controversial. One thing about being a seer, you're less likely to be understood and received. Amen. For many of you all that are seers, you are less likely to be understood and received. And you can write that down. I'm telling you. Matter of fact, let's look at this verse. Second Chronicles. I'm in first. My God, let me get over here. Second Chronicles chapter 9 and verse 29. And it says, now the rest of the acts of Solomon. I want y'all to pay close attention to this. Now the rest of the acts of Solomon, first and last, are they not written in the book of Nathan the prophet? Last time I checked, there's 66 books in the Bible, y'all. 66 books. And there is no book of Nathan there. Amen. There's no book of Nathan there, is it? I had to get quiet on that because of something going on outside, but there's no book of Nathan there. Watch this, look at this. It says, and in the prophecy of Ahijah, the Shilonite, and in the visions of Iddo, the seer. In the visions of Iddo, the seer, against Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. Praise God, praise God. Amen. I do need to check something out right quick, y'all. I'm going to play a song here real quickly. Amen. And then we're going to come back and continue with the training. Praise God.
Get off into that because I know it's a lot of folks that
and have a lot of controversy about that, and I'm not going to get into no theological debate with anybody tonight. Amen. But you can clearly see here, it says here that they were written in the book of Nathan the prophet. Amen. So Nathan had a book, and it says he had, there was also visions of Iddo, the seer, against Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. So there are a lot of you that carry the Iddo anointing, I call it. The Iddo anointing is only an anointing that the seer can have, and that's that rejected anointing where people reject what you see. It doesn't matter what you tell them. Amen. As a matter of fact, in the New Testament, the prophet Agabus, which was the one who began to prophesy to the apostle Paul, had carried this Iddo anointing. He was the one who, that when he saw in the spirit that Paul would be bound up when he would go back to Jerusalem, he even went as far as to grab a garment and to tie himself up in it while he was sitting on the ground. And so that same anointing, that that same characteristic, that Iddo anointing that operates with the seer, you're least likely to be understood or received. Nobody understand that they see you do that. I remember giving a prophetic word to a young lady one time, and I saw in the spirit, I saw her getting up, getting in and out of her shoes and doing some weird stuff and walking and jumping up and down and then put her shoe back on and take them back off and do it. I told her, I see you doing this in the spirit. I said, this is just the way God going to use you. It's a very peculiar way. But there are prophets that do peculiar things, and you're totally misunderstood. And you're doing it because you're doing what God is allowing you to see in the spirit. And that's how it operates. Amen. Praise God. So, amen. I'm going to stop right there. I just wanted to share that part. Amen. And there's so much more, again, I could share in reference to this. And if the Lord say different on tomorrow night, we'll share it. Amen. But other than that, I'm just going to leave it there for tonight. Amen. And but tomorrow night, we're definitely going to be back. I don't want y'all to miss tomorrow night. Tomorrow night is, again, we're going to, and I don't know how officially this is going to be, but tomorrow night will be our last night on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. And we want to definitely celebrate tomorrow night as the Lord has given us 4 strong years. Amen. On Blog Talk. Amen. And we're going to carry out the vision and the assignment that the Lord has given us by any means necessary. I'm putting a demand on the anointing, amen, for the finances so that we can be able to be on air 24/7 around the clock and have our own internet radio site, which would be connected to our website. I'm really believing God for that. And like I said, that is definitely one of the reasons why we're coming off of Blog Talk, amen, because I'm going to believe God, amen, to do what he said he would do. Praise God, praise God. So let me play a song here again, y'all. Amen. I know y'all was just listening to some Rick Pino. Amen. But we bless the Lord on tonight. I pray that that word will really bless y'all. Don't hang up. I feel led to minister to a few people tonight. And we're just going to believe God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everybody live online tonight, amen. We do have all calls open, amen. If you're on the 512 number, you can go ahead and unmute yourself, amen. We thank God for all of you that were able to join us on tonight. Certainly was an awesome word, amen. Thank God I did find out what was going on next door, amen. One of my neighbors just had a seizure, amen. I work with people who are with President Obama just passed now. They're no longer called MHMR, but they're called IDD, individuals with delayed disabilities or so on and so forth. But oftentimes they have seizure activities. And so I think that was the first time they experienced that, and they called 911. Amen. So I thank God she is doing much better. They are going to take her to the hospital for some observation. Amen. But you always want to keep those in prayer, amen, that do have those type of diagnosis and symptoms, because that ain't nothing nice, y'all. If you understood what it means to have a seizure, if you never had one before, amen, when it's when both sides of your brain ain't jiving, amen, and it's not a comfortable feeling. Praise God. So we want to keep those in prayer, amen, that are suffering in their bodies, and those with sicknesses and those with ailments. Amen. We definitely, our ministry is a healing and miracle ministry too, and I do believe that's one of the reasons why the enemy fights us from time to time. But if y'all can read my lips, and y'all saw what I can say, I don't care, because I'm going to do miracles, and I'm going to preach the kingdom, and I'm going to shout it to the rooftop, amen, till it all hang out. Amen. We kingdom people, and we do it with a demonstration. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Anybody tonight, amen, that was blessed, amen, we're still looking to raise some money for our Atlanta conference that's coming up. I want to thank God for those that did have an opportunity to sow a seed. We thank God for you. Amen. I'm still looking for at least 25 people to sow, amen, or at least 20, 25 people to sow a $25 love gift offering. Amen. If you can sow more, we thank God for you. Amen. But if this ministry has been a blessing to you, the School of the Prophets, we've done the School of the Prophets for more than 3 months, and it's been a fight to get back on, even from the month of September. Amen. But if the Lord has blessed you through any of these teachings, any of these trainings, these online trainings, amen, you know, we do more than just online, y'all. We go back and forth between here and San Antonio now. Amen. I'll be in Atlanta at the end of the month. Amen. And we still have San Antonio to do again in the next following month. and there's a possibility we'll also be heading into Dallas and prayerfully into Houston. Amen. So if the Lord put it on your heart to be a blessing, amen, do so. Well, I'm really looking for at least 20 people, amen, that can sow a $25 love gift offering or more, amen, that can be a blessing for us, amen, and it'll help us cover some of the expenses that we already have plus the ones that we need to help cover for the conference coming up in Atlanta at the end of the month. So the Lord put it on your heart to do so. You can go to our website, amen, and you can sow a seed there at www.kingdomexousia.org. Again, that's www.kingdomexousia.org.
Don't
amen.
Play with that. That's Aki.
Praise God. Praise God. I don't know who that is, but they better stop playing with it. Whoever mama says stop playing, y'all better stop playing. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Was there anybody that needed prayer tonight? Praise God. Anybody? Yes, who's speaking?
Blessings, Apostle. This is Nilda. How are you?
Bless you, Nilda. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to ask prayer for, I'm going to a job interview tomorrow. And I wanted to have prayer for
Amen.
That.
Amen. I love praying for folks to get jobs. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, for already, Lord, meeting the need. Lord, I thank you right now that the angels of the Lord are even now ministering to the human resource coordinators, God, to those that are in the human resource department, Father, those that are holding the applications and resumes, Father, even for those, Father, that would even be on the panel to discuss the hiring opportunities, Lord. I thank you right now, God, that you're sending the angels of the Lord, and they are already placing Anilda's name in their mouth, Father, to minister to the ears of those that will show forth your favor, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I pray that you would just give her the sound wisdom and knowledge that is needed to persevere on tomorrow, God, and to carry out the assignment. And, Lord, even as she begins to walk through the door, let the light of your glory just begin to shine forth from her spirit, and let just the light of your word permeate the atmosphere, Father, because of the grace and because of the anointing that shall even come off of her voice as she begins to speak through the interview. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, and I thank you. I rebuke every spirit that would try to hinder her. I come against the assignment of the enemy to keep her from gaining the wealth of the kingdom in the name of Jesus. And I thank you right now, Father, that she would even receive the income that she would need, Father, to be able to take care of herself and her family and to be able to sow
thank
the
you.
Best seeds ever, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes,
and
yes.
I thank you, Father, for
thank
meeting
you.
That need in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. I do. I like praying. Y'all don't know. I was one of those ones. I never forget. A few years back, I literally kept record of every job that I applied for. I applied for almost 1,100 jobs that year. I was going through my
wow.
own research. Seriously, and out of all 1,100 jobs, I got 2 phone calls, 1 interview, and 1 job.
Wow.
So I know what it's like to
wow.
look for a job. I've been there. I struggle with that thing, and all I could do was keep my head up. And there were some times
amen.
When I did
I
get the job, I couldn't even keep the job. I got fired from the job or got laid off right after I got hired. And just like, Lord, what is really going on? That just got get rid of me on my forehead or something. I need some help here. Amen. But
amen.
I tell you, God
is
good. You just have to keep persevering and believe in God.
Yes.
Amen. 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 Anybody else tonight?
Yes, I have a prayer request.
Amen. Who's speaking?
Shamika.
Hey, Shamika, what's going on?
I just needed prayer for strength and
Let me back up before you start saying all that. Your initials. Tell me your initials.
SLM.
SLM. Was you on the call, was you on the phone at the beginning of the call?
Not at the beginning.
All right, because the Lord gave me a word of knowledge for somebody. Now I heard SHA, so maybe I was a little off, and I did say Shamikia.
My name started with SHA.
Yeah, I did say Shamikia, but I was thinking too, because I got a spiritual daughter named Shamikia, and she's supposed to be on the call tonight. I don't know if she on. I saw Mississippi on there, but I don't see her on there. But I did say Shamikia too. Let me tell you what the Lord was showing me then. I saw in the spirit, I saw that you had your back against some things. And some of those things was out of your control, but some of those things you did have control of, but you had your back turned on them. And not only in a sense that you were doing it purposely, but some things that you were refusing to hear, and it had been sound wisdom. As if you've been stubborn. Am I talking good yet?
I don't know.
Amen. I'm just gonna tell you what the and you can see if you was on talk show, you can see in the room they even typed in the initials, someone with the initials SHA. Now that is the beginning of the name, and I did say Shamikia. So I mean, if I'm just gonna tell you what the Lord was showing me and what I was hearing, and so as the Lord was beginning to reveal that to me, I saw where He was really trying to bring you into focus. There's some things that God has been purposely doing in your life as to set you up. There's almost like you've been having some situations where He would come and bless you just to prove Himself to you. But He's not getting the praise that He wants from you. He's not getting the love that He's requiring from you. So not to say that you don't love God, and not to say that you don't praise Him, but the level of praise and the level of love that God is looking for from you, He wants you to kick it up another notch. Are you with me?
Yes.
And those special things that you've been seeking God for, and you've been inquiring of from the Lord, God wants to do it, but He can't do it because those other things that He's wanting, you've been kind of turning your back away from it when He tried to get your attention. And it's like God loves you so much, He's purposely blessing you to let you know He loves you.
Man.
But He wants you to love Him back with all of your heart and with all of your soul, everything that's within you. Love Him when you study the Word. Love Him when you wake up in the morning, when you walk out the door. Honor Him amongst your coworkers, amongst your peers, amongst your family. I mean, you got to shout it to the rooftop, and you got to let the whole world know how good God is to you. Because in you doing that, that same anointing and that same blessing that's on your life, God is just going to pour it out on everybody else around you.
Amen.
Amen. So all that you believe in God for, it's already there, my sister. It's already there. Just don't turn your back on whatever it is that God is trying to do and reveal to you in your life right now. It's important for the Lord to bless you. He wants to. You know when they say favor ain't fair?
Yes.
Well, it ain't. And you a living, breathing testimony of it.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Some of y'all, this is a time when other brothers and sisters get jealous of the king. Like, man, I don't wish God blessed me like that. Praise God. But that's all right. Amen. God is good. God is good. Amen. And He's faithful. And that's all He wants from you. He just wants you to, He wants that. And many of y'all that's on the call tonight, God wants that reciprocation. You know, we always want, and need from God, but we don't want to give back to Him. We don't want to give back that love and that time and honoring Him and worshiping Him. And God wants that from us. He's going to get it one way or the other. Praise God. Praise God. That you be blessed, Shamika. You got my information. I want you to keep in touch, and I want to hear some more testimonies from you.
Okay, I will.
All right. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Well, amen. Anybody else on here tonight?
Apostle?
Yes.
Apostle?
Yes. Who's speaking?
Hi, this is May.
Hey, May, what's happening?
I was at work, sneaking in the closet to talk so I can listen.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. Amen. Amen.
I've been walking around and listening, but... Hello?
What's on your mind? You got something in your spirit. You got, come on and get it out.
Oh, I just want to... I just want to pray for strength. That's all.
Amen. Amen. Who else is feeling weak right now? Anybody else need prayer for strength? Wow. Nobody?
Yes, I do, Apostle.
Amen.
Apostle?
Who's speaking?
Tars.
Tars. All right. Who else? Who else? Who else is speaking? Pashina?
Pashina.
All right, who else need prayer for strength here tonight? Come on, get it while you can, man.
Amen.
All right, praise God.
Roger.
Praise God. Well, Father, we...
Roger.
Roger?
Roger.
Roderick?
Yes, sir.
All right. Praise God, Roger. Well, Father, we bless you right now for all of these individuals, Lord, that are seeking you for some strength. Lord, I rebuke the spirit of weakness and heaviness. I come against every spirit, Father, that will cause them, Father, to miss the mark, Father, that you have set before them, Lord. And, Lord, I pray right now that you would not only strengthen them in their physical being, Father, but you would strengthen them even in their spirit, God. Father, I pray that you would just begin to carry them through right now like never before, Lord, where you would begin to lift them up, Lord, and cause your joy to be illuminated on the inside of them. Lord, I even pray that you would put ministering angels, Father, I mean physical people, Father, that would cross their path within the next 24 days, God, that will come and stand in front of them and begin to share their testimonies, and, Father, begin to share it with excitement and zeal and admiration, Father, concerning and regarding the glory of the Lord and the presence of the Father in their life. Lord, I pray that every time they even hear the word and the name Jesus being called upon, Father, that it would just begin to encourage their hearts, Father, and stir them, Father, into a greater level of gladness, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you would just release smiles and laughter, Father, the laughter that is like medicine, Father, that will make their hearts merry, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I bless you right now, Father, for encouraging their hearts. In Jesus' name I pray. And cover them with your blood, Lord. Cover them with your mercy. I come against the spirit of sadness. I come against that melancholy spirit, Father, that one day I'm up and the next day I'm down, that moody spirit. I break it now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your love. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All of those ones that just ask for prayer for strength, I'm going to give you a homework assignment. And I'm telling you, for the next 7 weeks, not days, but weeks, the next 7 weeks, your life will not be the same. I challenge you on tomorrow morning, as soon as you wake up, to wake up with a praise in your heart, to give God praise like you crazy. I mean, to thank him, to put your hands together and cry out to the Lord with a crazy praise. Thank him for waking you up. Thank him for putting breath in your body. Thank him for giving you a job to go to in the morning. Thank him for giving you the opportunity to go to school tomorrow. Thank him for giving you a chance to go to the grocery store and buy some groceries. Thank him for getting up to go pay some bills tomorrow. Thank him for being able to just be able tomorrow. And I'm telling you, for the next 7 weeks, when you get up and you give God some praise in the morning, your life will not be the same. God going to supernaturally do some things in your life that's going to literally transform you. I'm challenging you that. I'm telling you. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to mark it on the calendar 7 weeks from now. I want to hear a testimony from all of y'all.
Amen.
Literally 7 weeks from today, from tomorrow morning. That's tomorrow morning is the 14th. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So by December the 2nd, I want to hear testimony from everybody.
Amen.
No, amen. Problem. Amen. Watch and see what God do. Literally, your life going to change. If you get up, and I tell you, if you get up and you praise him like a crazy man, a crazy woman, first thing in the morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel that thing, man. I'm going to be praising him with y'all. Y'all don't receive it. I receive it. Praise God.
I receive it.
Amen. I receive it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's something about when you release your praise in the atmosphere. It literally thwarts the plan of the enemy. Oh, man, I can't go into it right now. Amen. Who, anybody else need prayer tonight? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. I'm not going to let y'all hold me up then, because I'm going to preach again tomorrow night. I need my strength. Praise God.
Apostle.
Amen. Y'all, yes.
Apostle, this is Kashina again. I just want you to keep me lifted up. I also have a job interview on Monday. So praise God and just keep me lifted up.
Amen. Amen. Oh, we're going to believe God for that job too. Amen. Just receive it.
Amen.
Receive it. Matter of fact, receive the same prayer that Nilda got.
Yes. Amen.
Receive the same prayer. And you've been diligent. You've been sowing too. God, I pray that you just not only give her a job and the income that she looking for, but give her the bonuses and the benefits to go with it. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. 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 Anybody else tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, then. We're going.
Yes, sir, Prophet. I mean, is this Apostle?
Yes.
Yes, sir. My name is Roger. And I just been, I'm in ministry, and I've been just seeking God for direction, really.
Uh-huh.
You know, because the hardest thing about ministry is being delivered from yourself.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I'm battling with.
Where you go to church at right now?
I live in Arkansas.
Uh-huh. I mean, you attending a local church, or you just kind of...
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are you real close with your leaders, or...
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It sounds like you just kind of in a place where you're doing the minimum. And here's what happens. And this is no offense against you or anybody else. A lot of times, when you are attracted to ministries like ours, so to speak, and I know I'm not the only ministry that's out there that's ministering in the kingdom and the prophetic and so on and so forth. Well, you got a lot of ministries that use the kingdom terminology. They use the apostolic and the prophetic to draw people in, but they're not necessarily that. They don't really carry the mantles of a kingdom, apostolic, and prophetic church. And what happens is you end up you end up getting involved with a ministry that is doing it, and if you are part of a ministry covering that's not, it's like rubbing two magnets together. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And the Bible says, and I'm going to share a scripture with you over, and a lot of y'all that's listening tonight, this is probably going to bless you. And this is why a lot of you find yourself going through a lot of confusion when it comes to whether you need to be here or there. And this is going to help you tonight. Over in Matthew chapter 13, I believe it is, it says, as a matter of fact, I'm going to read from verse 19 and I'm going to read to 23. It says, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. Verse 20 says, but he that receiveth the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon, which means immediately, with joy receiveth it. A lot of times, this is where a lot of people hear, and I can tell you on this call tonight, that verse 20, and a lot of people are right there. They hear the word. It's an awesome word from God. It's a kingdom message. It's a prophetic word that's poured into them, and they receive it quickly. And the Bible says, and with joy they receive it. Verse 21 says here, now watch this, it says, yet he hath not root in himself, but doeth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. In other words, that you can be repelled. That anointing that's on the word will repel you because of the tribulation and the persecution that's going to come as a result of it. See, when you're up under the umbrella of kingdom teaching, you're dealing with different levels of spirits, but you're also dealing with a greater level of God's power. But when you're under the umbrella of a more traditional doctrine, you're going to have some tension there because it's contrary to what the kingdom of God teaches. The Bible says the kingdom of God is not in word, but it's in power. So every time the kingdom is preached, there is a demonstration. There's an administration of God's word that is facilitated in the earth realm from heaven, and it causes us to move out of our natural state of thinking and our natural state of being, and it brings about a manifestation in the spirit. And that's why the Bible says when the kingdom of God is preached, signs and wonders follow. See, watch this. Verse 22 says, he also that receiveth seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. But he that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100, some 60, and some 30. These are the ones that are allowing themselves to tap into that kingdom message. They're sowing into it, and their seed that they're sowing into is being ministered to, and the seed is being multiplied as well. That's the scripture that I was talking about earlier over in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 9. So when you this is not to knock your church or anybody else's for that matter. I don't believe in doing that. But what happens when you come around ministries that are pouring into you something that is contrary to the doctrine that you're already covered under, it's going to create some tension. It's going to make some things uncomfortable in your spirit. And it's going to be, and that's why you see that word where it talks about the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven suffered violently, but the violent take it by force. You see this? It's a tension. There's some tension going on there. So yeah, you just stay encouraged, Minister Rogers. Don't beat up on yourself and don't feel like you're not. you're not getting what you need, but at some point, what you're getting, you're going to have to make some decisions. You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're going at some point, because I'm pretty sure we're not the first ministry you came by and listened to and you heard this type of teaching from. If you're not hearing where you are, I'm not saying that you're not, but that usually is the case when there's some tension going on with or ministry conflict amongst what you're learning. It's almost always the same. And you want to get to a place where you are totally surrendered to the kingdom of God. The Bible says, "No man having put his hands to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." And a lot of times what we do is we come and we sit up under the kingdom teaching. We access the kingdom principles. We put our hands to the plow, and then we turn around and we look back and we go sit up under traditional teaching. We go back to religion instead of kingdom. We get caught back up in this churchy mentality, and we become like puppets, and we miss what God's saying. The Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. A denomination tells you what to do, but the true kingdom church has an expression of the Holy Spirit that requires you to live holy, and that's what you do. You're not being told to be holy. You are holy. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
So I hope I can help you. I hope it helped you out a little bit there. I mean, I can definitely sit here and prophesy to you, but I just felt in my spirit the Lord was saying you didn't really need a lot of prophecy. Right now you need some wisdom. Amen. Amen. Anybody else tonight? Anybody? Praise God. Everybody, they got quiet. All right. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. Again, if the Lord put it on your heart, if you could be a blessing, amen, we encourage you to go to the website, amen, and sow a seed tonight. Amen. If you get paid tomorrow, amen, sow a seed tomorrow, amen. We are covering some expenses with the ministry and also looking to help out with the expenses with the Atlanta Conference as well. Amen. If the Lord put it on your heart. Amen. Remember, we love you. Amen. And we will be back here on tomorrow night. Amen. I'm not sure if we're going to pick back up on the ministry of the seer, but tomorrow night we will be finishing up on Blog Talk. Amen. Not sure again if that's going to be our completely last time. Amen. But I do believe that we're going to press forward. Amen. And really begin to trust God and believe God for our own international radio 24/7 broadcast that will be affiliated with our website. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Y'all see us back again on tomorrow. Amen. We'll be back here, same time, same place. Amen. And I'm going to go ahead and pray. And again, y'all, go back, listen to the recording. Take notes if you didn't take notes tonight. Amen. And make sure you jot it all down.